In January of 2018, I was commuting from Brooklyn to New Jersey. I have two little kids and a busy consulting business, so a quiet train ride felt like a mini vacation. Yet I found myself spending that precious time slack-jawed, scrolling through my social media feeds. One day, I put down my phone and started writing thank you notes to people who had contributed to a fundraiser I had organized. When I got off the train that day, I was in a noticeably better mood. The next day, I wrote more thank yous and felt the same afterglow. When I finished writing the notes, I counted them. There were 31, one for every day of the year so far. Something clicked. What if I kept it up? I decided to write one thank you note for every day of that year. I had no shortage of people I was grateful for, so I picked out a different theme for each month to keep on task. January was charity, and thankfully I had already completed that goal. February would be dedicated to neighbors, I decided, and I thought of a dozen names right away. I remembered when the owners of our local bookstore let me and my 5-year-old son Henry in before the store opened and offered to play his favorite soundtrack from Mary Poppins. I recalled when our 14-year-old babysitter dropped off a bag of old board games for our kids to play. Writing the notes wasn't all that time-consuming. Each has 2 or 3 sentences in length, taking just a few minutes to compose. I focused on the person I was writing to and what I wanted to say, and the words came fairly easily. I quickly learned I couldn't do it while listening to a podcast or toggling between articles. That focus felt refreshing. It was good for my brain, which had been trained to wander, alighting on this feed or that email, darting from app to app. It felt meditative to look at a blank white space with a pen in my hand, thinking about a person and the way he or she had helped me.